Hello.
Hey, Albert.
Yeah.
Hey, you had spoken with Zach about your house about Wedgemere Road.
Okay.
He said that you might be interested in selling
Yeah, probably what my price was.
it. We didn't get that far. They just, their job is just to kind of collect information and see if it would be a good. Did you have something in mind?
I mean, that's what I'm saying is every call that I'm getting is investors. Investors ain't gonna pay what I want for this house because, I mean, I think they offered me, I mean, they sent me a text message. They offered me like one something for this house. Nobody's gonna get this house for $180,000. I can tell you that. I mean, I could put, I mean, my house might need $40,000 or $50,000 worth of work, but I mean, I know what the housing market is right now, so.
So you're saying Zach, the guy who talked to you before, he's the one who offered you?
I don't know who it was, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I mean, I've been getting a bunch of calls on this and I don't know why.
Sure.
But I mean, I'm probably around the 280 mark. I mean, I'm not, and I really don't want to go below that because, like I said, if I put, which I've got a settlement coming up. And when I get that money, my plans are to put it into this house and then I'll sell it.
Okay. Gotcha. And now
Because
it's coming up. Is it
because
one and a half, right?
I know what my house is worth for in this area. I mean, the lady next door just bought that house for $325.
Okay. And let me ask you this, I'm not here to give you a low ball offer. I mean, that's just not the business that I'm in. If we can buy your house, great. If we can't, at least we had a decent conversation. That's kind of how I look at everything.
Right.
I have houses in the area. Tell me this. What are you planning on staying within the area? You're going out of state? You
Well,
have somewhere else to go?
my ultimate goal is I want to move closer to water somewhere where I can, I go fishing.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of my ultimate goal, but how I get there, I don't know.
I hear you. Okay. So you got three bedrooms, one and a half baths, or two full bathrooms?
It's the master bathroom has a bathroom that had it, and I thought it was weird. It only ever had a vanity and a toilet in there off the master bathroom, which I gutted that bathroom, and I'm actually still in the process. I actually have it all framed up with that concrete board and everything ready to tile the shower. I took the vanity, the toilet out, and oh, actually, it only had a linen closet and a toilet. It was all that was in there. It didn't even have a vanity. But I have it all plumbed for a vanity closet, a vanity sink, and a toilet in the floor. And I'm gonna have it all concrete done for a stand-up shower. The drain is in, all the plumbing's in. But I'm gonna finish that is what my plans are, and that will be two full baths and a half bath downstairs.
So, you said investors have been calling you about the house, and I mean, you stated yourself, you don't need to sell it. You just kind of want to, get.
I don't need to, and like I said, I mean, if I don't sell it, I don't, but. I mean, and I don't own the house either. I mean, it still has a mortgage on it.
Sure. You own the house, you just have a lien on it.
Yeah, mortgage holder, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just here telling you, the facts. You can talk to, anybody in this market, about a cash offer. And, cash is king. If you take cash and, know, they close quick. People want a discount. I mean, that's the name of the game in life, right? So I don't blame you. And you know, it's your house. You can do what you want with it. I mean, I'm not saying we're a great fit for you. I wouldn't even give you, you know, a cash offer because one, it's inappropriate, and you don't need to sell. But one way or the other, you reached out to somebody, and then it kind of goes through the whole, you know, puzzle piece of us talking. So, I mean, is there a reason, I guess, you don't want to put it on the market, you know, retail?
I mean, I don't, only because, like I said, right now I'm not ready to sell, and I do need to do some upgrades. I mean, the roof is not that old. The AC unit's not that old. The garage has a separate garage, which I had built here when I first moved here, which a lot of the houses in this area does not have a garage.
Mm-hmm.
The garage roof is newer than the house.
Okay.
I had that done not too long ago.
Sure. I mean,
and I put a full, I put a full porch on the front of this house. It's 33 feet long as the house, and a full 8 foot out, like an old country porch.
Mm-hmm. And it's just you by yourself there?
Yeah, I live alone.
Okay, well, hey man, key to happiness sometimes.
Yeah, I don't have to answer to anybody. I get up in the morning and do what I want to do. Like I said, I just got out the shower, so I'm supposed to go to my brother's, and he lives alone also, and I don't know what's going to happen in life. Who knows?
Well, I mean, what you said, you want to be near the water and you want to, you know, go fishing. I get it, but is that really the only thing that matters to you? Or is that a need, or is it just kind of something that you thought about? I mean,
it's something that I had thought about. Kind of like, I'm not a drinker, I'm not a smoker, so I mean, it's not a necessity. It's just something that I mean, I enjoy fishing, so I mean, I would think that I would enjoy getting up in the morning and walk on my own dock and have a cup of coffee and wet a line.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Makes sense. So just kind of more of a curious idea that you had, would you say?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
And then, you know, you've been kind of through the whole circus of people offering you pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, pretty much. And this guy said, well, let me talk to my investor. Give me a few minutes. He comes back. He said, well, she agreed on, like, he sent me a text message of it, but I can't find the text message. I don't even know who it was from.
Mm-hmm.
But he come back with an offer of like one something. I thought you said two something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, no, I can't. You can't do that. They won't.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not sure exactly who, you know, has, you know, offered you what, but, you know, we'd love to be able to buy your house and help you get to your next destination. You know, we help a lot of people, you know, get to their next destination of where they want to go, but you don't want to sell it on the market. You know, I get it. I'm dealing with about 6 clients right now that are having, you know, issues with their realtor and so forth. But I mean, that's just the thing, is if you're going to sell this house on a, you know, to an investor, you know, there's got to be enough food on the plate for everybody. And it sucks, but I mean, that's just the reality.
When he straight up and told me, he said that the person that he went to talk to, I don't know who it was, they looked it up. They said a couple of houses sold, you know, like 380. And then, okay, well, then he offered me one something. I said, hey, well, you already told me that $50,000 would probably take up care of what you'd have to do to this house to put it on the market. Okay, so you're at $200,000+ that you have in this house that you possibly could sell for $380,000.
Yeah. So I'll be, you know, regardless of y'all's conversation, I'm not, you know, $380,000 is, that's a very high number. I don't necessarily see the facts to support that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just stating my opinion. This is just an opinion. You know, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just doing, you know, my own due diligence with, you know, me having houses in the area and a couple streets over. I mean, how does that even sound to you? I mean, does that even make sense to be in the twos? I mean, it, you know, we gotta do something, but I mean, that's the thing, is it's not going to be what you want.
Yeah, I think I would probably stay with my plan of, I mean, I know plenty of family that could help me fix this house to sell it and get what I want for it.
Right. And when you say fix it up to sell, like, what do you plan on doing?
Like, obviously, I want to finish that bathroom on a staker. I'll mm-hmm. probably redo the hardwood floors in this house. It's all hardwood floors.
Right.
The whole house. And I would probably, you know, most houses today, people like the open plan from the kitchen to another room, which I have a dining room in the front that I never use. Which I already partially took that wall out between it. Mm-hmm. It's not that the house is not left like construction wise. I mean, years ago, I took part of the wall out between the dining room and kitchen, and I put a butcher block bar in between there.
Mm-hmm.
So I know in the countertops in the kitchen, I've been redone. Not with granite or nothing, but they have been redone.
Sure. So, I mean, houses, you know, just based off of, you know, what I consider, you know, the realistic comps, you know, these houses are going for, you know, $300,000, you know, something that, you know, you got, you know, and, you know, I could be wrong. But, you know, I've looked at it pretty hard. You know, I got one off Bones Trail, or Boone's Trail. Sorry, it's Bones Trails in Carolina. And, you know, I know the neighborhood. So,
but I mean, you go to houses in a lot of newer neighborhoods that are being built. Those houses are like $400,000 or $500,000.
Yeah. Well. You know, a brand new house is, you know, it's a brand new house. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. But they ain't built nothing like what houses are built like back then, like now. This house was built in the 70s.
I completely agree with you, but, you know, what are we going to do? You know, nothing that we can say or do is going to really dictate, you know, a line item on, you know, a purchase agreement or a comparative analysis. I mean, there's, you know, we can say everything, but when it comes down to, you know, an appraiser, an adjuster coming to look at the house, it's like, well, they're taking the year as a, you know, more of a liability than really an appreciative state. So, you know, I fairly will tell you that I think that, you know, if it was fixed up and it was in good shape, it would sell for, you know, low 300s. And that's just my professional opinion. And I've got, you know, some houses around there that kind of prove that case. But, you know, if you put in the work and you, you know, do some updates, you know, you'll spend your time for, you know, maybe some more appeal. You know, when you do updates on your house, like put in, let's say your house is turnkey ready, meaning it's fine, it's livable, but it just needs some lipstick. You know, then you're kind of trading your time for basically a 1-to-1 ROI, meaning return on investment ratio. And what I mean by that is you're not really adding any value. You're just adding curb appeal. You know, the wife comes in with the husband and, you know, says, oh, these floors are nice. We won't have to change them. Not really adding any value. So when you add, you know, if you were to convert that garage and, you know, make it, you know, living space, you know, then you're talking like a 3-to-1 return on investment of just, you know, equity in the property. So, I mean, you can do this and cut it up and, you know, do whatever you want, but in the end, you're trading dollars for dollars, you know. You know, if you list it with an agent, you put it on the market, you know, you're not really gaining anything unless, you know, you add value.
I mean, I don't think I would get into that, but I know a couple of people in this area that have been very successful at renting their house.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that you consider?
I mean, not right now, I'm not, no, but I mean, I don't know if that would be an option when I got this house ready. I don't know. I mean, even rent today, people are paying ridiculous amounts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've owned it for a long time. I imagine you probably have barely little on the mortgage, if anything.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, you probably got like a 2% interest rate. You know, your monthly payments are probably $300. I mean, who knows? I'm just guessing here. You know, a lot of the information.
What I pay right now for rent, I couldn't go nowhere and rent nowhere else.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you bought this thing for like $100,000, I think. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just got to make up your mind, you know, do you want to, I mean, you know, is it worth it? Is, you know, what do you do for work, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm an automotive technician, but I got hurt at work. So I'm out on work comp and I'm due for settlement in July.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go through arbitration or to the Workman's Comp Commission and my lawyers and them, so I don't know how that's going to turn out, but I mean,
it'll be fun, won't it?
It's going to be, yeah, but I mean, I'm hoping that it turns out pretty good for me on my half. I don't know.
Of course. Well, I mean, that's the thing is, you know,
that's
you got it.
Some of that money on. Some of that money I might put into this house and try to do what my plans are. I don't know.
Sure. Well, I mean, here's an option too is, you know, you said that, you know, you might rent it. Well, we would be interested in maybe something like that, maybe like a rent to own type of thing. And I mean, we're investors. There's really off the table that we wouldn't consider. And, I mean, what that would look like is, you know, down payment, monthly payment, getting you from point A to point B.
Yeah. I mean, I can keep you in mind if you want to text me your information, and then I have the other guy in here somewhere. Are you there?